today is the day that you have made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we just thank you for this place that we have to come to together, Lord, just fellowship and to be able to connect with each other, to be able to sing these songs and lift your name, Lord, to hear your word. I'm so excited for what you have for us today. Thank you, Lord, for our children who are part of this church body, and what a blessing they are, Lord. And I just pray, God, that everything that is said and done in this place today, Lord, will glorify your name and your name alone. We thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Well, feel free to stand and join us as we...
No,
oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Now I remember.
All right. You guys ready to have
some
fun?
Don't stand.
You guys ready to have some fun? I've got some prizes, too. I got some prizes. And we're going to do some things different today. And we're going to start off, and your mom and dad can help you. Anybody can help you if you need some help with this. If you're a reader, you won't really need some help with this. But we're going to do this scramble game, and I've got prizes. And the first person who comes up and says, I've got bingo, a row this way or this way, you get a prize. What? You might ask, Scott, what do you have for prizes?
Scott, what do you have for prizes?
I'm glad you asked. You could treat your family to a bag of Swedish fish over Thanksgiving, or a giant bag of Twizzlers. That would be good. Or, for those chocolate fiends, some chocolates. So, what we'll do is, first person who gets bingo, and then we'll do bingo down, bingo across, okay? And then, blackout. That means you got somebody in every square. And as you came in today, Ruth was giving you pens. Those are yours to keep, a Thanksgiving gift. How cool is that? Thanksgiving gift. And so you can have somebody initial two squares. All right? So there's one here that says is more than 80 years old. You're going to be popular getting signatures there. There's another one, likes Bingo and Bluey. You know, so find somebody who likes that. It could be another kid, and they just put their initials. What's your initials?
G-E-H.
For Gadusha Elizabeth Hannah Goffin.
No,
that's not it? All right, got it. Grace Eleanor Hunter. Well, I'm going to pass these out, and we're going to have about 5 minutes to do it. Okay? Are you guys ready for me to pass it out?
Yeah.
You ready?
Scott, would you like some help?
Huh?
Would you like some help?
No, I wouldn't. All right, find one. Find one. Go. All right. That's it. Nobody got blackout in time, but we got two bingo winners. All right, everybody go back, sit down. If you notice on the back of your papers, there are dad jokes. Feel free to take them home for Thanksgiving. Great dad jokes.
Shame, shame, I know.
All right. Now, our prizes, we had Ollie and Ethan. Hey, something's missing. You. Which one of you came up here first? All right. So you choose. Choose. You going for the chocolate? Which one do you want? All right. Cool. All right, guys. We're going to have some fun today. We're going to be thankful together. You're all going to get a chance to talk. Hopefully say one word or a couple things you're thankful for. There's no kids' time. Feel free to break open those candies and just eat them while we're singing. It'd be great to get sugared up. All right, let's sing together. All right, you can take a seat. And while the Hessert family comes on up to that mic in the front to each give a word that they're thankful for, all right, tell us what you're thankful for. I'm going to get somebody back here to tell me what they're thankful for. Kim, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my church family.
Thankful for her church family. Divin, what are you thankful? Oh, wait, you're going to go later. All right. Okay, one more back here.
I'm thankful for Scott and Robin.
Scott and Robin, well, thank you. You know, my turkey jersey did not arrive in time. So I was like, I don't have a Thanksgiving shirt to wear. And then I said, wait a minute, I can wear my Patriots jersey because I'm thankful we're back, baby. All right. The Hessert family. Hey, take that mic right off and put it close to your face.
All right. I'm thankful for the years and memories with my grandparents.
I am thankful for the advancements of modern medicine.
No. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
Addie, go ahead.
I'm thankful for my family.
If you don't do one, we're going to make you do your recent dance performance. Just kidding, Aria. Just kidding. We know you're thankful. Thank you, sweetie. And while Heidi is coming up, we'll see who else is thankful for something.
I am so thankful that God has moved me down here and away from my other home and around a lot of Christian friends.
Yeah, and I'm thankful for all the stuff you had that we had to load. All right, Heidi.
I am thankful for the struggles this past year. I know a lot of times we will pick out the good, but there are three scriptures in John. It says that in this world, Christ tells us, in this world we will have troubles, but to take heart, he has come over this world. He's overcome this world. In 1 Thessalonians, it tells us to give thanks in all circumstances, not just good circumstances, all circumstances. In Job, he says that, shall we accept only good from God, but not trouble? And through those hard struggles, it has taught me to persevere. It has taught me to lament to him. It has chipped off rough edges. Created by his word and circumstances. It has healed me this year, and it has built a different trust in him and more of a reliance on him. And it's giving me more insight on myself. So this Thanksgiving, don't just thank God for all the good that he's done this year. Reflect on the struggles and how it's gotten you closer to him, and how it has changed you and how you've grown. Because if we don't share it with others, others might not reflect on themselves either, and they might not grow through you and hopefully grow closer to God.
Thank you, Heidi. Now, you guys who might be a little scared to share because you're like, wow, she was really prepared. She and Tom and a couple of others are taking our public speaking class that we're doing, and you could still jump in if you want. And so that's why they're kind of really prepared, because this was homework. All right. And now you can sit down again, because we've got the Davis family, and we've got Huguette and her kids coming up. And for those of you who are like, no way I'm ever going to talk into that mic, you could text me. You could text me right now, and I'll read it for you. It just can't be really long. You know, it could be one word, and you could text me, and I'll give you the number after the Davis family is done.
All right, I'm thankful for the opportunity to serve the church.
I'm thankful for family and friends.
I'm thankful for my school and the church. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Wow, good job, Emmett and Brielle. That was amazing. That was amazing. Good job. And so those of you who pulled out your phones is no one. But most of you already have my text number. Huguette and her crowd coming up. Anybody over here? What are you thankful for? Got something? Anybody? All right. Ollie has one. Wait, Ollie, you're going later.
Right here?
You're going. You're one of the families going up there. That would have been a would have ruined the surprise. All right, take that mic right off.
I'm thankful for my life, the church, and everybody I know, and God.
I'm thankful for God and the life He gave me.
I'm thankful for my biological family and my unbiological family. You guys and my football family.
Do we have an interpretation?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I am so thankful for everything that God done to me. This year is not a good year for me, but I'm so thankful because I know that God will never forsake me. He will always be there for my family. I'm so thankful for you guys. You were our support during this year, everything that's happened. Even Christine, who is not here, she was our support. So I'm so thankful for everybody. Thank you very much.
Man. All right. And before we sing again, we've got a few text messages. Greg Jones says, thankful for Peter and April. Way back there. And I'm thankful that I hear a rumor that Peter is 53 today. Woo! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Peter. Happy birthday to you. All right. Seth, are you too? Seth over here says he's thankful for family. What a precious family you have. It's awesome. My neighbor Jen said she's thankful for cats. Boo. Let's sing again.
Let's sing. All right. I'm thankful the church is growing so much everywhere, but especially here. This is like might be the most people I've ever seen here. This is great.
Amen. So while the Holmes family is making their way up, I received another text. Biff. Biff said, I'm thankful for 11 o'clock. LOL. He said, seriously, I'm thankful for being part of this church family. We love you, Biff. Kim Wall said, thankful for family, health, and I don't know how to pronounce that, Steelers? Are they still a team? Ooh, the Steelers. Anybody else over on this side? All right, Ella.
I'm thankful that I don't have to take time to grab the mic. No, I'm just joking. I am thankful that I shared about my OCD treatment. I'm thankful for the friends I made there because recently I was able to have a friend from Canada fly out and visit, and we were able to come to church together, and that was like a full circle moment. So I'm really thankful that in the hardships, I was able to form bonds with people who live super far away, but this is squealing at me, so.
All right. If you'd come over to me, you want to talk some more? You can come over here. You're done? Wow. You know, Ella shared her story this summer while we were in the park. And if you missed it, you need to go to our YouTube channel or our message vault on the website and listen. Listen to Ella share with Victoria. It was just so powerful. And thank you for doing that. That was just awesome. So let's hear from the Holmes family.
Well, for our God network, there's been so many connections made through just followers in Jesus. David and I have connections with like the Navigators, college ministry, with children here, with the Kids Club and Kids Time, kiddos really enjoy when they see our church family and get hugs. Their just eyes just light up. And we had the opportunity to go to Camp 207. So I'm going to make a little plug. So it's volunteer-based church camp, Bible camp. But it's an opportunity for families to serve. Kids to go. It's overnight. It happens in August, but applications open in January. Campers, it opens in February. So I really want it save the date or like ask me questions about it. It's Wednesday, August 19th through Sunday, August 23rd, grades 3 through 8, and August 15th through the 19th, grades 3 through 12. I'd just love to share more. It's just amazing to serve, to get to be together, make memories, and then you make connections. I made a connection, and now I've invited her to play pickleball, and she invited me to a Bible study. And it's not just this church. It's around 20 churches, so we are a body of Jesus followers, and it's just amazing what God does through his network.
I am thankful for friends and family. I'm thankful for my family because I can spend time with them and go on trips with them. I'm thankful for my friends because I can play with them and spend time with them.
You want to share? No? Okay. All right. I am thankful for God's faithfulness. We've mentioned it a couple times. This year has just kind of been a year for a lot of different reasons, and Heidi touched on it, to praise God in the struggles. That's hard to remember, but it's really easy to remember God's faithfulness. And in my own personal case, he's going to call me whether I want to go kicking and screaming or not, but he's still going to call me, and he's still faithful to us, and he's good to us. And I'm very blessed to have two healthy little boys, gorillas, if you will, and a wonderful wife that takes very good care of them and shows them a lot of things and has given them a life that I couldn't have of my own. But God's faithfulness is something I'm extremely thankful for.
Amen. All right. April says, I'm thankful for having my church family and my family, and thankful for all the loved ones. And Rachel Bryant said, I'm thankful for my job and the people it brings through my life. And Sherry Roma said, thankful I can find joy even in the hard times. I heard you became a new grandma again recently. Oh, yeah, so she's got it as a wallpaper. Make sure to see that baby, because that baby is awful cute. All right, and we do have some of the Whitings who came, and they're going to come up and share, and then Tom. And Lauren had his hand up.
Yes, in 72, I entered New Orleans with $60 and a car to sleep in. Today, I own a two-family house. I have no bills, no debt. I've got a comfortable retirement. I lost contact with my family. I thought I was an orphan. 25 years later, my family found me. I've survived a stroke and a heart attack. Today, I can drive, I can walk, and I can even kayak. I'm 83. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. All right, Sherry.
Homesick, but I had them record what they're thankful for so that they could share in this too. So here's Liam's.
Evie.
I don't know if you could hear that, but he said he's thankful for Evie. He's also thankful for JoJo, I'm sure, but he said Evie this morning. And Evie, would you like to share next?
Maybe JoJo can.
I'm thankful for clean water.
I'm thankful for friends and family.
Yeah, there's so many things we can be thankful for. I had a bunch of things jotted down, some things echoing what other people have shared. My family, God's provision, having everything we need, good health. Even though Liam and Seth are sick this morning, I know that they will improve, and I don't take that for granted. Living in this beautiful state, our community. But sitting here in church this morning, I just was really struck by the good men in my life. I don't know why that came to mind, but all it takes is reading one article any day of the week or reading any comments on social media to just completely lose faith in men. A good man is hard to find, and I'm really thankful to be married to a trustworthy, loyal, God-fearing man and to have so many good men in my life. My grandfathers, my brothers, brothers-in-law, especially my dad and my father-in-law, I know that's really rare to have so many excellent men. And I feel very blessed by them and their involvement in my kids' lives. And also looking out at the congregation, I see so many great guys in here. And the women, of course, that's a given. So, yeah, very thankful.
All right. Now we have Timmy has decided he wants to say something.
I'm thankful for and above can you get to have sleepovers with them and eat pancakes with them and play with them.
For those of you who didn't hear, we're thankful for Nan and Bumpa.
Very nice. And Tom.
So I'm looking at the clock, and I know that Biff is concerned about 11 o'clock. We've got about, I don't know, 13 or 14 minutes. Typically, Scott goes to like 10 after, so I'm going to try to cut back to 11 just for Biff, okay? 10 words or less, yeah. I am thankful for many things. I am thankful for this entire church body, the love and the care that you show for each other, the love and care that you show for the people who come through the doors, that come to the open door kitchens, all the things that you do to give of yourselves to the people around you. I'm thankful for that. Thankful for this motley crew behind me and the other people in the worship team that we get to play every Sunday, or most Sundays, if nothing else, and we get to help you get into a spirit of really getting close to God, and I'm thankful for being a part of that. I am especially thankful for the amazing, loving, caring woman that he brought to my life. And I'm thankful for my 6'8" son and my 5'11" daughter, Cam and Kristen. They are the joy of my life. Even though they're both adults living out on their own, doing their own thing. But I'm gonna ask you to think about Thanksgiving from a different perspective. What is Thanksgiving? We all think of it as, you know, Turkey Day and coming up and saying things you're thankful for. But I'm gonna ask you to look a little bit deeper. Now, how many of you think of different words when you think of Thanksgiving? Anybody got any synonyms that make you think of Thanksgiving? Turkey. Blessings. Gratitude. Football. Okay. Anybody else? I'm sorry? Oh, Macy's Parade. Yes, I'm sorry. How should I forget that, you know? But I'm going to tell you that if you go out to Merriam-Webster's dictionary and you look up the word thankful, they have 45 synonyms. Supposedly synonyms. Some of them are really great. Some of them, not so bad. But some of the ones that come to mind, and I'm sorry for the small print. I threw this together right before church this morning. But grateful was mentioned, delighted, cheerful, jovial, jubilant, rejoicing. If you are from England, or you know that, they're stuffed. Or excuse me, they're chuffed over there. But you think about it, ecstatic, tickled. These are all positive words about being thankful. But what does it really mean? Because we're believers. For us, being thankful is something different. It's not about football or turkey. No offense to those of you that like those things. It's not Macy's Parade. It's more about what's inside, okay? So think about the things around us that we can be thankful for. Now, for those of you that drive and you have to get onto a busy road or busy highway, how many of you have seen that big gaping hole that God opened up for you so you could easily and gently merge? Anybody seen, get one of those? Okay. How many of you, after you merge, say, thank you, God? You chuckle. But I think about it this way. We should be thankful in everything we encounter that God is providing for us. David mentioned being faithful. He does that for us day in, day out, in some of the smallest things that you may never really notice. And you may even take for granted, like merging into traffic, okay? So think about the things that you've encountered in the past week or so, and think about, hey, you know, God did that for me. Maybe I got a killer sale price at a store, whatever it may be, okay? But that's the world around us. If we took a look at it from our faith, then we have many things to be thankful for, primarily for the gift of his son, that he gave to us. Also, the gift of the Holy Spirit that walks with us day in and day out and helps us to discern good from bad, that make us think about how thankful we are to God. The gift of eternal salvation, for those of you that have made that decision, you've got that. That's locked in. Okay. Other religions, other beliefs, say that you can gain and lose your salvation, or it's all works-based. We don't have to worry about that. For us, it's making a decision, and it's establishing and maintaining that constant relationship and dialogue with him through the Holy Spirit. Also, we have the hope in Christ's return. We know that this is temporary. How many of you have done rapture practice? Raise your hand. Okay, if you haven't seen rapture practice, this is what it is. Ready? Don't blink. You laugh because this one day I'm going to do that and I'm going to keep right on going. Now, there are different ways in the Bible that it talks about thanks, different phrases. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to him. I give thanks. I will give thanks. Good to give thanks. But some important things are that in Psalms, there are 17 references about giving thanks. Psalms is a great place to go to read to understand how to be thankful in your day in and day out. But also remember that Christ gave thanks. He gave thanks over the food when he fed the 5,000. He gave thanks when he broke the bread and poured the cup at the Last Supper. And he gave thanks explicitly when he raised Lazarus from the dead. He said, so they took the stone away. This is in John 11:41. They took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. So we have a great example on being thankful. Some verses about hope, okay? I'm going to read these for you. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jeremiah 17:7-8, but blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends its roots by the stream It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worry in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. A couple of other quick ones, Lamentations. This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And lastly, Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. These are all verses that you can take with you day in and day out to remember that we have that hope because of God and because of his sacrifice. But I have some questions to leave with you, because this is where I want you to have some homework from here on out. One, think about every day, what can I be thankful for? Maybe it's my health, maybe it's my family, maybe it's my friends. Think about at least once a day, what can I be thankful for? Also, how can I find God in everyday things? How many of you have heard the phrase God sightings? Where something happens and you can say, God did that for me. Okay, merging into traffic, one of those examples. How can I look for those opportunities? And then lastly, how can I develop a daily habit to be thankful? Don't just do it today or for this upcoming week, but think day in and day out, how can I remember to be thankful for all that he has done for me and for the hope that he has given me through his son? Thank you.
All right. And I need all the kids up here because you got an important part as we end things today. We're going to skip that, Nora. And we have for you guys some glasses, and I'm going to pass them out to you, okay? Everybody ready for me to pass them out?
Yeah.
Okay. Get a pair of glasses, see what you want, grab a pair of glasses, and everybody's going to line up across the front here because we're going to sing a fun song to end our time together today, okay? So find a pair of glasses, you got some, and then everybody line up right straight across. Good. Everybody get your glasses. Timmy's still selecting. He's like, these are drumsticks. I don't know. Oh, there's a turkey. He likes that one. All right. Good. All right. And so, JoJo, you stand right there. You're 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 right there. And next. And in a line. Do you guys know lines yet? Lines? No? No lines. Lines we have not covered yet. Okay. Right across the front. Side by side, we're getting teacher help now. Right, teacher help, yep. Side by side, right across the front. Come on, Scarlett.
File down.
Scarlett.
Come on.
Gonna come sing with us? Do you want some glasses? Sure. She says, sure. What sure. are you thankful for? She like, thank you very much. So we have a really fun song we're going to sing together to end, and it's going to, you guys who are readers are going to be able to see the words up there, okay? So you'll be able to see the words, and we'll close with this song, and then we'll have prayer together, and we'll go out and have an awesome Thanksgiving, right? Okay, we need you to sing the gobble gobble part. Good. All right, here we go. Everybody, let's stand.
Ready? There are so many songs about Christmas, the reindeer, the lights, and the gifts. We sing chestnuts are roasting and marshmallows toasting, and here comes old jolly Saint Nick. Now don't get me wrong, I still love all those songs, but one holiday gets left out. You see, no one remembers a song for November, but that's gonna change starting now.
One, two, three. Gobble, gobble, one. Gobble, gobble, two. Gobble, gobble, me. Gobble, gobble, you.
Listen to me now.
Gobble, gobble, three. Gobble, gobble, four. Gobble, gobble.
flashy pants on, that's how I roll. No judgment here, no judgment here. Grandpa's passed out, passing gas.
Come on.
But we got pumpkin candles burning just for that. Someone brought up politics, now everybody's mad. But you can't be mad when the whole world's singing.
Gobble, gobble one, gobble, gobble two, gobble, gobble me, gobble, gobble you, gobble, gobble three, gobble, gobble four, gobble, gobble please, can I have some more?
Sing it out!
Oh my my, get the turkey in my belly! Oh my my, with the cranberry jelly! Oh my my, come on and sing it with me! Happy Thanksgiving! Oh my my, get the turkey in my belly! Oh my my, with the cranberry jelly! Oh my my, come on and sing it with me! Happy Thanksgiving!
Gobble, gobble one!
Gobble, gobble two! Gobble, gobble me! Gobble, gobble you!
Everybody now!
All right, Mrs. Holmes, will you help me while I close in prayer? And come on up and make sure all these kids get a cookie to get sugared up and have a good afternoon, okay? Let's pray together while Mr. and Mrs. Holmes, otherwise known as Stephanie and David, hand out some cookies. Lord, we thank you so much for a spirit of celebration here today because you have done so much in our lives. It's just great to take time to pause, to hear everybody's blessings and why we are thankful. I thank you for these children. I thank you for what they're doing and what they mean in the life of our church. I pray that you go with us now and that we remember to give you the thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week, guys.